This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M,
everything Limestone Coast.
Now, over the weekend, there was some really cool stuff going on up in Millicent. Something special was taking place. Janice Nitschke joins me on the line for a chat. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Fantastic. Janice, the photographic exhibition, there was a change in the way things run compared to normal, but you announced some winners.
Yes, absolutely. We had 403 entries, which was amazing during COVID. And yesterday we announced the winners. We had, I think, 65 people, so that's about all we could fit in to the area. And it was just a great afternoon. We just presented the prizes, and we've actually got a couple of videos showing in the library. We're going to put it on our Facebook and on the website, but we've also got the winners and the runners-up also. We've framed them and they're in the gallery. Now, Alex Window and Mary Whitehead were the two most successful photographers this year. Alex was a joint winner in the landscape with a absolutely stunning, a nighttime shot of the Pool of Siloam, and Phil de Conning. It was really great to see Phil. He was a joint winner, and he had a beautiful photograph of the salmon hole, so well worth having a look at those two. Mary Whitehead won the panoramic with another sunset shot of Lest We Forget of Anzac Day during COVID, and she also took out the business and industry with a shot of some cattle feeding hay, and that, of course, really epitomises Wattle Range's agricultural industry. Melanie Houghton, I think she really has the sport and leisure category stitched up, I think one could just about say. And she won this year with a photograph of the Beachport Surf Life Saving Club. Last year they developed, and we've got a Beachport Surf Life Saving Club at Beachport, and Melanie took a great photograph of them competing in the stormy conditions. Thought a really popular win was Tanya Millard. She took a black and white photograph of Sean Smythe, and everybody knows Sean. He drives the St. Vinny's ute around and collects goods for St. Vincent de Paul, and it was just a photograph of him looking out of the van on the front page of the calendar as well, so well worth having a look at. Ramona Oppelaar has for a number of years also exhibited, and this year she took out the Lake McIntyre category with Kung Fu, and that was just a delightful photograph of him fighting and flapping around in the water. And just thank you to Noel and Sheila Ball. They also support that, sponsor that category. People and Portrait, Alex Window took an absolutely delightful shot of two children in the lolly shop at Panola. They were his two children, but it was just beautiful. And youth. It was just great to see Bree Watson. Brian Watson's been an exhibitor in the exhibition, and quite often wins runner-up merits. He was in it again this year, and I think he won a couple of merits. She won the youth category with a beautiful photograph, a beautiful shore, and it was of Southend, and it was great to see a lovely Southend photograph. Lily Kane was the runner-up in the roadside grasses, with Jack Francis taking out the third position for the youth with a windmill sunset. So sunsets were really popular this year. I thought I just also would mention the fact that the Limestone Coast Photographic Group, they also sponsored a category, and they sponsored a young person being able to attend their meetings, so getting membership of the Limestone Coast Photographic Group. So that's a great way to go and learn. And I'd have to say that Deb de Conning was runner-up in the sport and leisure with a catch of the day photograph of her husband catching a crayfish. Bronwyn Hefferman, she took out a runner-up of the black and white with a delightful photograph of a Hereford. Darren Galway, one of the leaders in the Limestone Coast Photographic Group and a keen supporter of this competition for many years, took out a runner-up with Bad Hair Harry in Lake McIntyre. And let me tell you, the judges, and particularly the Lake McIntyre judges, had a really tough time of selecting the winners. Like in the nature, we had joint winners with Alex and Katie Window, with a robin and a beautiful wren. So it's just depicted, I think, with the joint winners, joint runner-ups, and just some great photography. Sarah Murphy, a new person to the exhibition, was a third in the panoramic. Brian Watson took this delightful photograph. It was brilliant, of a flame and grill, and that was the chef at the Somerset in business and industry cooking, and it just depicted perfectly, cooking over the hot plates at the Somerset.
So, Janice, how can people get involved and take a look at the photos that have won and find out?
First of all, come into the gallery. We've got some framed there, well worth having a look at. We've got them in the big sizes. We've also got them running through all of our TV sets, all of our screens in the library. We've turned them into videos, and we're also going to load them onto our Facebook page and onto the Wattle Range Facebook site. So I would hope that by about Wednesday, they'll all be fully loaded. But definitely have a look at the Millicent Library Facebook site page. I'll just load the winners on sporadically during the day so I don't cause everything to collapse. But yes, and look, I'd just like to say it has been an absolutely strange year. Some people didn't get their certificates, of course, endemic in a pandemic. The photocopier decided to play up Friday night. But just thank you very much. I really appreciate everyone's support. And I believe everybody is a winner. Like Shelley Church is new to it. Karen Bewalder's there for years contributing, winning awards. Brian Watson, Julie Bevan, Danny Beal. You could go right through them. Liam Mills. People who have been there and supporting us always pop up with a third, a merit, winner, runner-up. Just thank you to everybody who's exhibited, and the calendar is sensational. And thank you to all of my staff and volunteers.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.